You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions on the show are always expressed with a certain joie de vivre. Please consult a doctor before listening, as laughter can be infectious.
A mechanic tries to fix your car, no matter if you're near or far. He'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your top-down, wind-in-your-hair, Saturday morning automotive thrill ride. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. But right now, love us on Zoomer Radio.
Here we go.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to hold back the moistness in my eyes here. We're getting down to the crunch. I'm sure people know that we have two to go.
So, yeah, some people know, but if you don't know, this is our second to last Dave's Corner of the Garage episode.
In this iteration, who knows?
Who knows?
Someone could call us and say, you guys are too good and, you know, we'd like to keep you going somewhere. We don't know where it is. But.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But for now, that is the case. So next Saturday will be our last show.
Exactly. And you're going to have the opportunity to call in and, you know, may have some thoughts or remembrances. What do you call those? You know, of the show and things you liked and didn't like and happy moments. I'm just going to give the phone numbers out quickly. Yeah, and you can call in today, too, if you've got a question about or a comment about the show, how we've how did we last? It was 20 years, apparently?
Almost 22 years.
Yeah, I only did 12. I didn't quite do the whole 20, but...
I did part-time for a few years and then two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, the phone number is 416-360-0740. Again, 416-360-0740 if you're local. If you're out of town, it's 1-866-740-4740. Again, 1-866-740-4740. Operators are standing by.
Or one operator, at least.
One operator. And she's great. She multitasks.
I know. She's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, it's like, reminds me of the thing. You know, remember watch the Ed Sullivan show? You used to watch the guy with the plates. And you go, how does he keep all those plates from falling down?
That was before my time, Al. I'm sorry.
Well, Ashley's remembering it. She's really like, younger than us.
She's like, I don't know what he's talking about.
So no point in talking about Topo Gigio or any of that stuff.
No. I do have to give a shout out to the fellows in the Mustang this morning who were doing Mustang things on public roads. they just, you know, they lived up to the stereotype. I don't know how they did it, but it took a lot of not skill.
What's this Mustang stereotype?
Well, they crash all the time.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how, but within less than 100 meters from a stop sign, managed to climb a curb and drive through a fence.
Question, you know, electric cars are that much quicker. You don't see them happening, having so much accidents, do you?
Not really. They also have, you know, better drivers, maybe.
Or people who aren't in so much of a hurry.
Well, I think, you know, I had a look at the gentlemen who were in the Mustang, uh-huh. And they looked, one of them clearly was the driver and had to be showing off to his homies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were his eyes coming red?
No. They were looking. They were looking at their phones, probably calling their parents.
All right. Well, we got a short clip for you. Here's some remembrances of days gone by. Let's listen to this.
Hit it, man!
It's nice to be here. Any day you wake up is a great day. That's a good philosophy to have.
It's gorgeous outside today.
It's actually a little nippy.
You say that because?
It was frost on the pumpkin.
that was a while ago. When do you think that was, Al?
I didn't see the dates attached to it, but yeah. It was a whole long time ago.
Yeah.
My yeehaw was a little bit higher pitched.
I thought your current yeehaw is still pretty fresh. Matches that one.
I appreciate it. All right, the phone numbers again are 416-360-0740. If you've got a call, we're actually standing by to take it. 1-866-740-4740. We're going to wrap this up and be back Not quite yet. Sorry. Oh, see, I messed up.
I think we've got another clip.
We do.
Yes.
Here we go. Let's run that one.
Go!
Hey, Mr. Transmission. Hey, Mister, you're a friend of mine.
What was that from, Al? That was before my time.
That was when Mr. Transmission was a sponsor. They were for many, many years. We loved having them on board. You know, we'd always talk about transmissions. Well, it's too bad you weren't here back then because they were the automatic transmission specialists, but of course they fixed manuals.
Sure.
I wonder if we could get into a heated debate on whether a clutch is really necessary anymore.
not really. You know, it's definitely a specialist kind of thing. It's an enthusiast thing now. Automated gearboxes are so good now, you kind of don't need a manual.
No, they're, in fact, on the track, they're much faster, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I did have a question the other day, though, about a clutch, and I thought, you really don't want. Like, they were looking for one, but they couldn't find one.
That's not surprising.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. If you got a question about us, question for us, or want to talk about some history gone by all means, give us a shout. 416-360-0740. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman, and we're reminiscing about Dave's Corner Garage over the last couple of decades.
I was practicing, too, to stretch my vocal cords in case I get called upon to sing again.
Really? Are you going to play? Are you going to sing?
I guess.
I thought you played the drums.
I do. I do play the drums, and I don't sing. Only in the shower, I tell everybody.
Right.
Or in the car.
Right. So you're not Phil Collins.
No, because he's a great singer.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, but everybody knows the, you know, in the air.
Yeah, of course.
Phil, of course. And,
yes.
And, of course, as a drummer, you know, my steering wheel is, there's parts of it are, this is the bass drum and this is the hi-hat. Because you use all those things when you're driving the car.
Of course. Very important.
Right. Unless you ask my wife and she'll tell you, could you please stop doing that and just pay attention? Not quite the same music lover. All right. So, we're going to talk about the old days.
Yeah, well, we've got a clip here about the old days.
Uh-huh.
And again, before my time.
When men were men, they used to make lots of behoover again.
You and Dave are talking about the old days when you could do things.
Yeah, let's listen to this.
I used to burn leaves on the side of the road. Yeah. Can't do that anymore. Can't wash your car.
When you were finished, you used to take the pail and just dump it down the sewer, didn't you? Yeah.
No, I would take it in the house and pour it down the toilet. Oh, yeah.
When I reheard that, I thought, I still wash my car. I guess it's a municipality thing, eh? As far as who they want to wash and where you can.
Yeah, I think it depends. I mean, I don't really pay attention to that. You know, I'm fortunate to drive new cars every week. They're right. Always clean, and if I got to clean them, I just run them through a car wash, and that's my life for the last 10 years.
Yeah, I know my wife goes to the car wash, but you know, since I've retired, I said, honey, if it needs washing, you know, not that I'm such a frugal guy, but it's some exercise, and I don't mind doing it.
You know what? It is a good thing to wash your car.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And you know, you get to spend a little bit more time with it. You understand if something's going on, if something needs to be repaired. I think it's a good thing if you wash your own car.
Now, I hope my wife's not listening because I happened to bring that up the other day because I happened to notice a big thing on the front fender of the car.
Oh, what's that, Al?
Oh, it was a bruise.
Oh.
A bruise. And I said, honey, just a question. Did you notice this bruise here? And she said, what are you talking about? I said, well, thankfully it happened at a low speed because it was a graze rather than because it was also on the headlight.
Oh.
Which would have necessitated at least $500 worth of headlight
easily, you know,
to get replaced. So,
yeah.
So when you wash it, certainly are aware of all those bruises that are on the car.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got another clip as well. What's this about, Al?
This one is about, you know, getting the car sprayed. It's very important. You know, we had Mr. The Crown on our show all the time. And
yes.
If you want your car to last,
mm-hmm.
Well, then you'd get it sprayed.
That's right.
Best time of the year to spray your vehicle is in the spring. That's when the most corrosion takes place.
That's right, because everything, all that salt that's stuck in all those little crevices now becomes alive.
Yeah, and it gets hotter and hotter, and it just chews up that vehicle.
Ooh, okay. You can almost hear it.
Do you hear that in his voice? You can hear it chewing. That's what he made it sound like, you know?
Like the end of the world. Was the day the world stood still or something like that?
And I wasn't sure. Was I doing a yeah?
I don't know. It could have been. I was going to ask you.
That was Freeman Young from Crown. Again, longtime sponsor. And people always used to call in because we'd have them on all times during the year. And ideally, you know, and people would always say, when's the best time to get my car sprayed? And it actually was the spring.
Yeah.
But you can get it done any time of year.
Of course.
And they used to do a great job. I used to take my car there. And, you know, because people used to want to hold cars forever. And now, as a matter of fact, I was talking to the news lady beforehand, and she said, you know, my husband wants to order a car, and it's going to take 6 months.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, people are having to keep their cars much longer. If you want to do that, you want to do it safely, you get it sprayed.
Yeah, exactly. And,
you've been in a vehicle where all of a sudden you've got no brakes?
Yeah, that's happened. That's happened. Yeah.
That's scary, eh?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, leaves a skid mark in your underpants, for sure.
Yeah, not on the racetrack.
Right. So, you know, this is why you want to get the car rust-proof. So that your brake lines don't rust out, or your gas tank doesn't rust out.
Exactly, and you know what? We're early December, and there's been brine sprayed on several roads I've been driving on already this season. Like it's already out there, so you gotta take care of your car.
Absolutely, and that way it'll last longer. We got a call standing by. No, we do. All right, let's see who's online too. What do we got for you? Hello. You're live on Dave's Corner Garage. I guess they hung up.
I guess we took too long, Al.
Not a problem. 416-360-0740. If you got a question, but you may have to hang for a minute. Don't hang up right away. Or 1-866-740-4740.
Yeah, our customer service is not that prompt, but we'll get to you.
We will. All right, we got a lot of great new clips as well. We're going to talk about Norris after the break, who passed away, unfortunately, a week or so ago. And we're going to hear about Dave's big Cadillac and how he was caught. His wife said, I think you need to get one. And he thought, why? This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman. And we've got a caller.
We do. We got Margaret in Mississauga who's got a question for us. Margaret, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
You have a question?
I do. I have a 2017 Mercedes C300 4MATIC, and I occasionally get check engine light. Mm-hmm. And when I get it red, they say the PCV valve needs attention. And because it's an intermittent problem, it's been happening over the last year. Sometimes it comes on for several weeks, and then it disappears, and then it comes on again after a while. Do I have to worry about it?
So the light that's coming on is yellow. It's not a red light, correct?
It's yellow.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. So it's basically just an advisory. In other words, you know, you don't have to panic. You don't have to pull over to the side of the road when the light is on. I mean, basically, yours just says check engine or check engine soon. The fact that it comes off and on like that, I again, no emergency. And who's reading the code for you, the Mercedes dealer, or are you just taking it to someone generically?
Where I get my oil change
and
done.
All right. And I guess at that point they clear it for you as well?
Yes.
Okay. The one thing you may want to ask, I mean, if they're talking about the PCV valve, and you're talking about it being intermittent like that, you see the PCV valve is controlled by vacuum, okay? And then a lot of times there's a rubber hose that goes to it. And as the car gets older, the rubber, you know, it deteriorates. Either it gets hard and cracks, or it gets too soft and it'll actually collapse. So, you know, what to do is, you know, have the lube guy check and see where the hose is going to the PCV valve. If it needs changing, it's a quick and easy fix. And that's it. I mean, it could be the PCV valve as well, but again, I would check with that. Important when you have a imported German car that gets too complicated that you go to a specialist for that, you know, for a lot of mechanical stuff. Your oil change is fine for, you know, oil changes, but where do you normally service it?
So far, I bought it used, and I've had it for a couple of years, and I've only had oil changes done on it, and it's running fine, so...
Oh, my. You are lucky.
You're very fortunate.
Very, very fortunate. Yeah. You know, all those cars are great when they work, you know.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, you know, what I would suggest is ask around and see if you know anybody with a similar car and find out where they're servicing. All right, Margaret, thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're very welcome. Have yourself a good holiday. All right, Brian?
Well, we've got a couple of these new Mercedes, and you know they run wonderfully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're pretty tough race cars. But
I know somebody has a brand new Mercedes.
Who's that?
Well, I don't want to say.
Oh, right. We can't
say.
It's
still there, by the way.
Is it still not working?
It's still not working. We're waiting for another part to come from Germany.
This is another tale of buying a first model year of a brand new vehicle. And
yeah,
it's sometimes still a good idea to follow the old advice to not buy the first model year of a brand new vehicle.
Right. Let someone else be the guinea pig.
That's right. So we got a clip about Dave's big Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, I'm driving an SUV this week.
Right.
And I've got short legs. And I got to climb up into this thing. So my SUV is a little too big for me as well.
All right. Let's see why Dave liked or didn't like his Cadillac.
Yes. So the wife. I won't say the wife.
Year
the wife.
That.
My wife.
It's look at the calendar. It's 2016.
My partner
the
in
little
marriage.
Lady. The little lady. Yeah.
That sounds suspicious now.
Who owns the house?
the Archie Bunker Show, brought to you by Dave Redinger.
The big boss.
Said to me, I'm not driving any more little cars. You go buy a decent car. So I ended up with a Cadillac SRX.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big car. Like, it's not like a little car. You can't go downtown really with it. It's just a big car. But what I found out is, it's very quiet. It's very smooth. You're sitting there, and I'm turning into an old guy.
Really?
I just sit in traffic quietly, listen to the radio.
Did you say turning?
Turning into an old guy. When I drive the Smarty car or the Ferrari, I'm just out there beating my lips, right? But with this thing, you just sort of sit back and fall asleep almost.
Are you getting one of those hats
terrible.
With the feather on the side?
I was thinking, I have a hat, a fedora. My son bought me a fedora. So if you see an old guy driving a white Caddy with the Dave's Corner Garage on the side, just give me a honk.
Yeah, instead of skis on top of his Cadillac, he's got a walker.
A walker, yes.
But he's got flames on the side of it. It's really, it's hot. It's hot. It really is.
You gave it away.
Flames on the walker? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, so you don't have a big hat with a feather.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I've got a big hat collection. Yes, of course I do.
Oh, cool.
Like, you know, I've got the same hairline as you, Al.
It's true. All right. You know what? We mentioned earlier that, and you knew him personally, eh, Norris?
Mm. Yeah.
Passed away.
Yeah, our friend Norris McDonald passed away 2 weeks ago, and he was an icon in Canadian motorsports. Also, the editor of the wheel section at the Toronto Star for a long, long time.
Yeah,
and big proponent of everybody in motorsport in Canada. Big supporter of all Canadian racers. And what I loved about Norris is in his columns, he called it like he saw it. And it didn't matter who he was going to offend, but he stood for telling the real story.
Yeah, exactly. And he was head of the wheel section for many, many years. So we've got a clip here that we're going to play as well about Norris. him and Dave were out together, I think, and looking for a coffee. Let's hear what happened.
I figured out why I got so excited and I yeehawed too prematurely.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Norris.
I was looking at our pal Norris, and he got to drive this Bugatti Veyron. No, the first is the Veyron, and this is the Chiron. I don't know what the next one is.
And the Veyron was $1.5 million.
This one is about three.
$3 million.
Yeah.
And what does he do? He goes to Timmy's for a coffee. I love it. And the guy that's with him is screaming, don't get anything on those seats.
Yeah, there aren't cup holders in Bugattis.
No, eh? Well,
no.
Well, besides the fact that, you know, if you accelerate hard enough, you'd splash it all over the place.
Yeah, that it's an incredibly quick car.
Actually, wasn't there a Ferrari, too, that where there was no cup holders, no radio?
Oh, lots of them.
Really?
Yeah, plenty of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, there's not a lot of room in these things to begin with, and you're not meant to be driving around with a coffee in your hypercar.
No, exactly. You're supposed to be paying attention to what's going on down the road.
Exactly, and something that's as quick as a modern Bugatti, you shouldn't be drinking a coffee.
No, but it does take talent. Like I say, I saw somebody coming down the parkway today with one eye in the mirror trying to apply, I guess, his eye makeup, and I thought, wow. They're doing a great job. They're keeping it between the lines, but scary.
That is scary. That freaks me out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? But it's like somebody making an excuse for drinking and driving. They're saying, I'd rather be behind someone who's had a few drinks because at least they're watching the road and paying attention as opposed to somebody's on their phone and not even watching.
Right.
Hey?
That's true. That's
right.
True.
After the break, we're going to be talking to CAA Shoshana Fruitman, a great lady. They've got some great products, and we're going to find out all about Maple Virtual Care. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max with Alan Gelman. And joining us on the line is Shoshana Fruitman from CAA. Shoshana, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Shoshana, you know, I was just watching TV this week, and I saw, you know, we've got a big problem with our healthcare system where, you know, the people have to wait in emergency wards for so long. And in fact, on the South Shore in Quebec, two people died waiting in the waiting room. You know, a lot of times people have things wrong with them and they don't necessarily know what it is, but they kind of need to know pretty quick to before things escalate, eh?
Absolutely. And we're really excited at CAA that to offer a member benefit that hopefully can help with the challenge we've got sometimes with healthcare these days and getting timely advice. And that's our new Maple benefit, which is a partnership with Maple. It's Canada's leading virtual healthcare platform. And any CAA member has access to free GP consults through Maple. So it's a virtual care service, depending on your membership level, that allows you to consult with a doctor online within minutes and find out what your next steps or actions should be.
So basically, if you've got bars on your Rogers telephone screen, you can get a doctor.
That's exactly right.
And in anywhere, and it's anywhere in the world for the most part, correct?
That's true. So you can actually use it while traveling as well. Pretty much if you can get online, then you can log into your account on Maple and access a Canadian licensed GP. The only thing I will say is if traveling outside of Canada, it is a Canadian licensed GP. And so, for example, in other countries, you wouldn't necessarily be able to get a prescription from that doctor, of course, but you can certainly consult anywhere in the world 24/7 to get answers to whatever medical questions you've got.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I've hurt myself several times traveling outside the country, and it is helpful. The other thing I found out, Al and Shoshana, I had to get some just like cold medication in California not that long ago, and it was all behind the counter. They wanted my ID, and this wasn't even a prescription. A totally different system over there.
Yeah. I had a similar thing where I'd gone to Florida and forgot one of my prescriptions.
Oh yeah,
and I thought, oh, that was stupid, and. No comment, Shoshana, please. Anyways, I thought, I'm just gonna go into the whatever the big chain of drugstores is down there, and just ask the pharmacist, you know, take in my old bottle and say, could I'm happy to pay, and the guy said, yeah, no, we need a prescription. I said, it's a cholesterol drug. It's not like something I'm going to sell on the street, you know, to a drug user,
right,
okay?
Exactly.
It's just to lower my cholesterol. He said, no, sir, you'll have to go across the street, make an appointment with the doctor, pay. But, Shoshana, what you're saying is that I could get a script like that filled.
That's true. So with our Maple partnership, depending on what CAA membership level you've got, every member has access to at least one free GP consult for a consultation and or prescriptions written within Canada. So our basic and everyday members get one free consult per year that they can use for themselves or any dependent in their household. Our Plus members get five free GP consults per year, and our Premier membership allows for unlimited free GP consults within Canada that you can get a prescription or do whatever consult you need. And for Premier, we also include one free U.S.-based physician consult so that in that exact situation, if you were in Florida and you said, oh, I forgot my prescription, I just need to quickly get it renewed, with a Premier CAA membership, you could contact Maple, speak to a U.S.-based doctor. They could write you a prescription. You could go fill it immediately.
Excellent. So, and the cost actually of this extra service is nothing, correct?
This is included as, pardon me, as a CAA member. So as long as you've got consults are free with Maple, according to the levels I was just saying, yeah.
Oh, super.
It would have been helpful for me when I fell down a mountain in California.
Emergency, certainly, we would still recommend something like that. You go to the hospital, but
there were some lingering injuries,
and of course, too, you know, you got the video possibility. You can put your camera on your phone on camera,
yeah, of course,
and take a picture and show the the doctor what you've got.
Bones sticking out of my ankle.
The hospital, but yeah. Certainly, yes, it's great. Each consult starts with a text, so you fill in a few answers to a few questions about what symptoms you're experiencing or what your question for the doctor is. they can consult that way. You can attach pictures, and then certainly during the call with the GP, they can switch to an audio or video call if they want to take a look at you or see something so that they can properly diagnose.
So you think this is a tumor?
I think it might be a little harder to diagnose that over the phone now.
Yeah, certain things not best over the phone, but you know, we hear from so many members who are just so thrilled, whether it's a cold or a sore throat or a UTI or a skin condition. I know for me personally, having young kids, mm-hmm. it is like the biggest help. You know, without fail, your kids get sick on a Friday night the minute the doctor's office closed. And so, or they just do silly things. And so to be able to consult with the Maple GPs and have them quickly say either you need to get that looked at or monitor and, you know, take a look in a couple days or whatever guidance they provide is just such a huge relief and peace of mind.
Now, this doesn't bypass the fact that people need to have their own GP at home, correct?
Absolutely, you're correct. So it is not at all intended to replace the care of a family physician. It's really meant to be a helpful stopgap for those either who may be in between physicians or looking for a physician, or for those that do have one. You know, when you have something that's a little bit more time sensitive and you just want that peace of mind and direction of what to do next, if you can't get in to see your family doctor in that moment. But the beautiful thing with Maple is they can even share the results or the notes from the call with your family doctor, and it's absolutely meant to be a complimentary service to help keep folks safe in all of their life's adventures.
All right, you got me sold. How do people find out more about it?
So all they have to do is go to www.casco.com, that's CAASCO, South Central Ontario, /Maple. If you go there, there's all the details, and you can register for your account right away.
All right, super.
That's fantastic.
Maple Virtual Care. Why is it called Maple?
Because it's Canadian.
Just like of course.
I was going to say like the Leafs, but I'd rather have a winning team on my side, eh?
That's right. That's why it's not called the Leafs.
Right. Shoshana, thanks for joining us. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. 416-360-0740. You've got a question about, well, she's gone now, but I could pass it along. If you've got a question about Maple Virtual Care or your car, perhaps your PCV valve is intermittent or your pesky check engine light is flashing.
That's right.
There you go. Give us a call. Maybe I've got an answer. If not, we'll make one up. How's that?
Ask me the mechanical questions. I'm really good at that.
You haven't figured out how the guy lost control of the Mustang.
That's right.
There you go.
Yep.
Always questions here. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and celebrating our second to last episode of Dave's Corner Garage.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, if Dave was here, he'd be singing this song, Oh, Carol. That was, I think Neil Sedaka did that one. And we do actually have a real Carol on the phone. Carol, how are you? Carol?
Hello?
Hi, Carol, go ahead. You got a question?
Oh, is it me? Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to thank you guys for the many years of excellent information. Last time I rung, it was actually David Dave I spoke, so that's a while. And when I heard his little granddaughter singing that theme song, it brought back many years of, and you guys over the years, even after Dave passed, you've done a super job, and I want to thank you. I learned so much. I got such valuable information. I'm going to miss you because I do listen to you.
Carol,
thank
that was
you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. You know, we always try to do our best. You know, when it came out to giving information, we try to give our good advice, but at the same time, we like to joke around. Eh, Carol?
Yes, yes, and I enjoy every minute of it. Don't change. Just keep being who you are. All the best to you. Have a Merry Christmas and a great 2024, and thank you again for so much invaluable information. It's really been a blast, and I listen to you now and next week, and then all the best to you guys. Thank you so very much.
Carol, thank you very much for listening, and thanks for being part of the show, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
I'm pretty sure it was Neil Sedaka, but I don't know. I was trying to think if Carol would have known that.
Maybe.
She may be younger.
It could be. I don't know. Again, I have no reference to that tune. So I'm sorry to say.
I did some lady giving advice, and she said, always say you're 29. You have to stretch that year forever, eh?
That's what I hear. That's all right. Here.
We got another clip coming up for you right now, and it's about falling asleep, I think.
I hope so.
All right.
Okay, we come back. We're going to be talking to Don from the ATC, and we're going to talk about a pre-apprentice program. So if you want to get into the industry,
exactly,
you have to take this type of course, and that'll get you into being an apprentice. Really fascinating thing. And besides, I teach there after 6. I'm alive till about 8, then I fall asleep. Anyways, we'll talk about that.
You told me you usually fall asleep after 6.
I don't sleep at all now. It's just unbelievable. Anyways, we'll be right back. It's Dave's Corner Garage.
And you know what? It is as much as we were joking around about that, it's important. You know, I talk to so many people now who have ads looking for techs, and they can't find them.
I think the problem's gotten worse.
Yes.
It has really gotten worse over the years. And if, you know, if young people are looking for a solid career, and, you know, we have New from FAF Tuning on, and
yes,
you know, she works on amazing cars, and she loves her work.
She does, and it's, you know, if you're thinking it's boring and it's going to be the same old, right now we're in such a huge transitionary period, you know, where there's brand new technology coming up all the time, and I think there's a Mercedes dealer that could use you, as a matter of fact. but you have to get your smarts on, right?
Well, that's the thing, and then there's working on race cars, Al, and
yes,
that's a whole other ball of wax.
Exactly, to try to, but there's so many areas too. I mean, mm-hmm, you know, you've got alignment specs, you've got suspension, you've got engine, you've got electronics,
yeah,
and data acquisition, and
yeah, in the racing world, we have two engineers and several mechanics for each car.
Right, so it's not a case of, you know, we're only attracting knuckle draggers. That's not the case anymore.
No, and the best thing about working in racing is generally not dirty unless the driver crashes the car.
Well, but then it's just, you know, organic substances you're trying to clean out of your fingernails, as opposed to grease and bad chemicals.
Yeah, that is the other thing about race cars, is they're typically very, very clean.
And they don't run winter tires.
Never, never. Right. And we've got a clip about winter tires, because we always talk about winter tires at this time of year.
So I was going to say, people don't are buying snow tires.
Winter tires.
Winter.
You've only known him for 2 years now. Winter.
Well, when I started back in the 60s.
Oh, here we go. There's no hydro then either.
We had to go out and generate our own hydro. Shovel coal.
The good old days.
So the question is, how do they identify a winter tire?
There you go. And you have to look for the snowflake on the side of it.
That's right. And, you know, now I think, you know, now we've got these all-terrain tires, multi-terrain tires. What are the other ones now? There's all-season and
all-weather.
All-weather.
Yeah,
all these different designations.
And this is where it's important to know that. I mean, the other thing that we talked about too, that we didn't know in the old days, basically you looked at the tread, and if it was thick enough, we thought that's all that counted, right?
Right.
But we've got a clip here now going to tell you about something more that's important to look at.
I have bought so many expensive keys for my wife. It's mm-hmm. just unbelievable. And,
why don't you just buy her cheaper cars?
I hadn't thought of that. But.
That didn't go over well.
No, not well at all.
Like a lead balloon.
Dave is sleeping inside a winter tire this morning.
That's about as exciting as Darren's mother-in-law's getting four tires for her birthday, eh?
Yeah. People appreciate that.
Surprise!
Thanks, Alan.
So it's just complicated. Actually, the tire business is one of the most complicated industries going, isn't it? Because if they don't sell it, it actually goes back to you guys to warehouse again.
Yeah, a certain percentage will take back, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the age of tires, do they age out?
Yeah, they typically, if they're not stored properly in that, but yeah, they can become, you know, aged out, as you call it.
Yeah.
So
there you go. So.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah, I mean, I really never knew that in the old days. I had to actually have someone show me how to read that date stamp, because I never looked at it before.
Right. But they, you know, they do the tires decay, and you know, I generally don't run tires more than 4 or 5 years at the most. Now I'm switching between winters and summers,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, 5 years is a very good rule. Anything more than that, I just wouldn't trust the tire. And you know, being in, you know, my part of the car business, I hear about stories about tires, old tires failing, especially on high performance vehicles.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you watch Formula One or even, you know, but not so much, not so obvious on NASCAR racing, but in Formula One, the cars will go by, and the side lettering on the tire could be red, could be yellow, could be green.
Mm-hmm.
What's that normally talking about?
It's basically the compound of the tire, the actual part of the tire that touches the road.
Exactly, what it's made of.
What it's made of.
And not tread, because there's no tread per se.
No, they're slick tires, but it's how quickly the tire wears. And that's the thing. So the sticky tire wears very quickly, but you can achieve faster lap times around the racetrack.
Exactly, and that's how they make it do that. They make it soft. You know, they want to make it stickier, but the downside is it's going to wear out.
And all tires do that. There's not one magical tire that does everything.
Exactly, and as they get older, they get less supple. And they're not quite as sticky.
Yeah, and it's not just the outer area of the tire, the tread or the sidewall that can fail. It's the construction of the tire that can fail.
Yeah, that's scary. And you can't tell by looking at it.
No, not at all.
No. So it's not a case of just rotating it, looking to stick a penny in the tread. Well, there is no tread.
Yeah.
But I mean, to look for cuts, it's important that you're not driving around with a screw in the tire. I mean, it can blow at any time.
And you hit a pothole, and then of course you can get one of those little bubbles on the sidewall of your tire, and
right.
That's a good indication your tire is on its way out. You may want to replace it.
You definitely have to replace that.
Yeah.
If you see a big hernia bubble on the side of your tire, you want to have it replaced. And there's also a good chance, unfortunately, that the rim could be damaged as well.
Yeah, been there, done that many, many times.
Which is why a lot of people suggest getting winter wheels for their winter tires.
Exactly.
You know, it's a softer ride. And in a case of you damaging it, it's either an off-brand alloy or a cheap steely, you know, a steel wheel.
Yep.
Which is way less than a factory mag.
Yeah, a steel wheel, they're inexpensive, and yeah, you know, you dent it, you just throw it away and get a new one. It's not a big deal.
Let's say, for example, you run a race team. Mm-hmm. You're not the engineer.
No, but, I'm not smart enough for that.
But you're the guy in charge, and so you're also a bean counter too then, eh?
Yeah.
All right, so question. I had tires that I was using this year, or maybe I didn't even use.
Mm-hmm.
In NASCAR, they call them sticker tires
because mm-hmm.
they still got the sticker on them, eh? It's like still new. Could you use them next year, and what would be the criteria and whether they would be safe or not?
We would, just for performance, on-track performance is our number one criteria.
Of course.
So it's not about saving money when it comes to tires especially. So we have several sets of tires that are stickers mm-hmm. right now, and all they are good for as far as our philosophy is testing. So we would never run them in practice or in a race condition. So we want the freshest tires from Michelin as possible on the race car when we are in official sessions.
So really, like, they could be only 6 months old, and you're saying they may not be good enough.
Yeah, we've got several of those, and all we can use them for is testing and holding up the car.
So part of the trick there was to make sure that the tires are stored properly, eh?
Yeah, and, you know, with forget about racing, but with road tires, you want to store your winter tires during the summer properly, and vice versa for your summer tires. And you know, I've got a great spot in the basement where the tires sit, and you know, they're not out in the elements. There's no temperature fluctuation. There's no UV light on the tires. They're perfectly stored.
Yeah, the sunlight is the killer there, and you want to make sure that they're in the shade,
because mm-hmm.
they don't make sunblock for tires, as far as I know.
No.
Well, they do, but it's called a plastic bag, eh?
Yeah, that's not quite the same.
And then they're not heavy, I mean, because it's just the tires in that case.
That's right.
Yeah, I'd leave them in the garage.
Yep.
That's how far you know. Actually, people use those as a block, so they know how far they have to go in the garage.
Oh, that's smart.
When I hit the tire, I see it move, I know I've gone far enough, the door will close behind me. All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with more of entertainment and a lot of history. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman, and we're reminiscing about the years of Dave's Corner Garage here.
We are, and as I look around, the studio is decorated. We've got a Christmas tree here, and we've got a Hanukkah menorah. It's not really exactly, but it kind of looks like that.
It kind of looks like that.
I appreciate the effort.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Right. But you know what happens this time of year is people give and get presents, eh?
It is the gift-giving season.
And, you know, and you scratch your head sometimes as a husband or a spouse, and you're going, I wonder what they want.
Because we never know.
No.
We never know.
But there's an easy solution for that.
I think Dave had a solution, didn't he?
He did.
I was in Yorkdale because they opened Nordstrom's, right? It was my wife's birthday, and I didn't know what to buy her, so I bought her a gift card.
Oh, yeah?
Because you can't go wrong with a gift card.
Nope. At Nordstrom?
Right? Yeah. So anyway, so I'm walking there, and these people are standing in line. And I'm looking there, and it's Snow Goose. It's those expensive coats.
Oh, Canada Goose.
Canada Goose.
Yeah. Get your wallet.
He's got a tough time with names. Snow Goose, Winter Tires.
I guess that'll be a generic snow name coats. Now,
Visa,
eh?
MasterCard. I got to...
Those are snow coats.
So they're standing in line for these coats, and they're like $700, $800 a piece.
Or more, I know.
Wow, it just blew my mind.
So this is going to confuse Dave. You know that, Darren, because the spring tires.
Yes.
Is he going to have a special name to identify them?
Yeah, four season. Eh?
So it's taking him 2 years to realize they're winter tires.
Okay, we got a question about the copy machine. Alan, you can answer that because you got the folder.
He just threw it to you there.
He did, and that, at the time I thought, I mean, now, who knows, that was probably at least 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
I don't remember what folder he was talking about. But I did the same thing. I went with my wife to Yorkdale, which was the wrong thing to do. I was just being nice. Didn't realize how bad that could actually be.
Yes.
But my wife would always say, we're not even here yet, and I can see you're in a foul mood. You know?
Exactly.
And I saw the lineup, and I thought, why are people lining up outside? And that's what it was for.
For the Canada Goose coats.
Yes, Canada Snow. What would you call it?
Snow Goose?
Goose Coast. Whatever.
Dave called it. But that's great. That's great. I'm not a fan of standing in line or going to the mall.
No.
No. I can't remember the last time I was in a mall.
The craziest thing was... Even the mall parking lot, you know, is horrible.
Not interested.
We had made a reservation at a restaurant, which was at the opposite end of the mall. So I said to the wife, why don't we go get the car and bring it back? Because we have a half hour to kill. Unfortunately, it took almost an hour to get from one side to the other.
No.
And guess what? The restaurant did not hold the reservation.
Of course they didn't.
No. In fact, they called me to say, is this Mr. Gelman? Because your table's ready. And I went... Yeah, great. Well, how long will you hold the table? And said, 5 minutes, sir. I went, yeah. Okay, I don't think we're going to make it. And we didn't. We left.
Wow. Incredible.
All right. The other thing that Dave loved, of course, was saving money. And we had we had CA on the show already. Of course, we had Shoshana on earlier. But we've got Elliot on the show, on the tape now.
Who's been on the show many, many times.
Right. And he's going to talk about how he saved Dave a lot of money.
Alrighty, well, I guess it's time to say goodbye. That was a great show.
It was, and, you know, there was just so much admiration for Elliot Silverstein at the CAA. Dave, you were, like, falling all over the guy.
Hey, the guy's saving me money every day. So, bottom line is, it's called My Pace Insurance. It's just on the web. You just phone them up, and they're really, really nice. And you'd be amazed about how much money you can save.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Well, sure, because, you know, he had so many cars, and to keep coverage on all of them was important.
Well, you can't drive them all at once, right?
No, exactly. And in fact, I've switched over my insurance as well, and because I have a car that I hardly use, and so why, you know, it's sitting in my garage. You know, I don't need a big, fancy policy for that one.
Yeah, and that's why My Pace makes a lot of sense.
Right. Actually, well, you're in a lucky spot. You drive, you know... Company cars.
Well, they're not mine, but yeah, you know, car makers let me drive their brand new cars, and it's okay.
And you know, and it must happen, especially, you know, you're doing a performance part of your thing too. Or the other thing I wonder too, Brian. Okay, yeah. You're making a video, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
You must be pretty good at concentrating on that.
Well, you know, 30 years of driving race cars, and being pretty good at it,
right?
Kind of, you know. Prepares you for being able to talk to the camera and drive a car at the same time.
Yeah, and the other thing too, of course, is that, you know, the cameras are kind of set up, so it's pretty much easy now that you know where to put them, eh?
Yeah, the cameras are way out of the way. They're not in my field of view. They're not blocking my view of the road in any way.
So you're not the bad multitasker. You're a good one.
I'm pretty good. You know, like I'd like to say that, you know, if I'm capable of winning championships while talking on the radio to my crew, I might be capable of you know, talking to the camera while I'm driving a car.
Exactly. Okay. All right. What do we got next?
Do we have? I think we have a caller. We have Don.
Okay, I got Don on the line. Don's got a question for us. Go ahead, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a 2019 Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck, and when I first start it and I put it into drive, it lurches quite a bit. But if I let it idle for maybe 1 or 2 minutes and then I do that, it doesn't do that. Now, the dealer tells me this is normal, but I'm wondering, is it?
Well, what's happening is it's sort of like in the old days, you know, where the idle has to be stepped up. In the old days, it was a choke that did that. It's just because the engine needs a little bit more gas and needs a little more speed to idle properly when it's cold. And if you were to just slam her into gear, you know, it's not going to work. So what you have to do is just take a minute. No big rush.
No.
Make sure your seatbelt's on, look in your mirrors, make sure that nobody whacked one and it's out of the way.
Exactly.
And then once you see the RPM come down, most of these vehicles have a tachometer in them.
Yes, they do.
And you can watch it come down, and that's it.
That's it. It's easy.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us. I want to thank Shoshana Bonder. Fruitman. Sorry. Well, she's got two, and I knew them both. So. Shoshana did a great job of Maple.
Maple Virtual Care.
That's Maple Virtual Care,
yeah,
exactly.
That's a nice bonus to your CAA membership.
It is, especially when you see the lineups at your local. Actually, I had a friend who thought he was having a heart attack, but after 8 hours, he said, I guess I'm not, and he left. Okay? and thankfully,
good.
He wasn't. So,
that's good.
You know, check it out. In fact, depending on your level, you get to call and do a virtual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, thank you for doing a great job today.
Yep. And next week, we've got old pals Darren Besentz and Amy Bradley.
We do. All right, we got to run, everybody. Keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down, as Dave used to say, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.